This is a podcast from the BBC.
Today's podcast includes people who are about to be abandoned by their partners because of a video game, Bumble Air Wednesday. There are many complaints about yesterday when I started Christmas. Why is there a husband calling competition in America? And there's been a real bad mistake on the description of yesterday's podcast, SARS. Yeah, there are some people that are still upset from yesterday. Some people just hold a grudge, don't they? So, at the end of the show yesterday, because, there's a caller called Emma who managed to get through on the phone again, and she is obsessed with Christmas songs. And I gave in yesterday because she's been on three times, she had all her, like, Christmas jumpers and that
I
ready.
I think you're blaming Emma. What this really is you signalling the start of Christmas.
She wanted to, like, dig into the mince pies. They've been sat there since she called last week. And I was like, do you know what? We've played it earlier in the year before. Why not? Have a bit of Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. A lot of my friends were like, oh my God, you're all over my Insta stories from my different friends going, either hate this or Radio 1 is the best right now.
But a lot of people do say that it's you that plays it first. It's you that starts this whole thing off.
Yeah, I'm taking full responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So don't blame Emma. I do think you could have held off a little bit longer maybe, but it's done now. Oh, there was so much hate yesterday.
I just think,
it was not nice to see.
I just think it's a song, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to play another song. It's a song.
Another Christmas one?
No. But a song is a song. I know it's about Christmas, I get it. But seriously, people were outraged.
You've got to be kidding me, Scott. Is this some sort of practical joke?
Call yourself a radio DJ. You can't even tell what time of year it is.
Had to turn the radio off for that. People that start Christmas before December are a plague.
Stop playing this drivel. It is not Christmas. It's a quarter of a year away, and this is ridiculous.
Whoever's allowing you to play Christmas songs in September needs to get the sack. Hashtag not in my car, thanks.
Well, not a happy bunny. The kids now think it's Christmas. They screamed at me when I tried to turn it off.
Can't believe you gave in, you big soppy custard cruncher. You should be suspended.
You have just ruined my day, and I'm full of cold and have a sore throat. But Mariah Carey, seriously.
Shut up, shut the flip up.
And that was only half of them.
Custard cruncher. What's that?
Now, we've spent all morning looking that up, and we can't find anything. So I think it's fine.
It doesn't sound it.
I know it doesn't sound it.
Can't believe you gave in, you big soppy custard cruncher. You should be suspended.
But I've looked on all the dictionaries that are urban and that. It seems to be fine.
Scott Mills.
It's gone madder again. Right, so I sent this to you lot on the production team WhatsApp at about 7:30 this morning because it blew my mind. But they love a contest there. They love something with, like, normally a marquee that you can go to and you can get, like, American food, and they'll have judges and there'll be an audience, and it can be anything.
Yeah, I think we like a bit of that over here, but it's so sort of prim and proper in Britain. We're judging turnips. We're cakes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's different there. They have, and we've only just found out about it, but it's been going for years. I believe it's in Iowa, a husband calling contest. And everyone makes a day of it. And like I said, there's proper judges.
Judges, there's prizes.
It's women calling their husbands.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. That's what they come. And they come to compete. And the very best of America does so.
All right. So do you want to hear Bonnie? She's 89. She's been going years, but she's the winner this year, right?
When I first started, my husband said to me, "You're not going to do that, Bonnie. You're not. Oh, please don't do it." I said, "I'm going to do it." I defied him and I won first. So after that, he's gung-ho for me.
Yeah, and she's entered loads of times. Do you want to hear the top five?
Yeah.
All right, so in fifth place, calling her husband, Bob. Here she is.
Bob, hurry up. I don't want to be late.
That's number five. At four.
Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo. King.
Keith. Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo. In third place, the lady calling Irvin.
It's good, but it's only third place.
Could have been better. Second place belongs to the wife of Daryl.
Daryl! Daryl, dinner's ready! Daryl!
Yep, it's good. But beaten to the top spot by Bonnie again. 89-year-old Bonnie is number one in this year's husband calling contest.
Roy? Roy! Can you hear me? You get yourself in here right now! Come on!
Scott Mills.
Right, let's have our own partner calling contest, because I don't want America just to be good at this. I think we could be as well.
Well, we launch it now and then what? We turn it into a TV show? We earn millions from it?
Well, there's a whole big, like, massive festival of it in Iowa.
Yeah.
Some money's been made here, Chris.
I wonder who the judges would be. Probs, Paul Hollywood.
Yeah.
Jump ship again.
Is this Emma?
Hello, yes.
Right, okay. What's your partner's name?
He's called Jim.
Have you ever shouted at him like this before in your life?
Oh, yeah. I stand at the bottom of the stairs and this is how I wake him up in the morning.
Go.
Jim! Is anybody waking up this morning?
Again?
Again? Yeah. Okay, ready.
Oh, wow, it's the same. I didn't think we'd get the same level.
This is happening.
I thought it'd be like an American thing.
How many competitors have we got in this?
So far, we've got two so far. Lisa, Lisa, hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay, who's your partner?
My husband's called David, but I call him Dave.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. And, okay, can I hear your call, please?
Dave!
Again?
Dave!
How often does that happen?
Oh, when I want to annoy him.
Dave!
Dave! Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Karen of Seaford. What's your partner?
Richard Jarvis.
Let me hear it.
I won't tell you what I call him, but yeah, I call him the husband or Rich or something rude, which I won't say.
Okay, can I hear the...
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Richard!
Scott Mills.
So many GAT requests today. Are you ready, though?
I'm ready, though. I'm totally ready. Halfway through the week, Scott, I'm well up for it. Sorry, just do some filing.
Why are you filing during Bumbleo? Remember, now it's starting to get a bit colder. Rory. Off a frostbit.
Oh, God, it's... Oh, wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mama says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbit.
Legend.
We played Funny Business earlier in this week. Businesses with funny names.
Oh, I'm sorry, you just broke up there. Where am I calling?
Tony Stacker.
And then when we called a car wash company on the same game.
Good afternoon, the hand job. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm really sorry. Could you please repeat the name of your business, please?
The hand job.
And over to Wilbur on BBC Breakfast. This is going back in time.
And you look in pretty good nick.
I'm feeling in very good nick. Absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
Once again, going way back, who remembers this song about a lesbian seagull?
Come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me.
when Sharon didn't know the name of her own act on X Factor.
Sharon, coming to you next. Name of the act you are sending home.
I love you guys, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to send Bellario home.
Bellario. Not their name. Thanks for paying attention.
I love you, though.
I love you guys. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, outside a newsagent...
Lift my scooter outside the dairy. Nick Minnett.
And just for old time's sake...
Go on, pigs. Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Okay, who've we got? Darren crunching his custard off. You custard cruncher on the A6 in Preston. Russ in North Berwick says, go on, pigs. Sammy the Thatcher laughing on the roof in Exeter. Didn't ever think he'd hear Lesbian Seagull again. I like to surprise when I aim to please.
Oh, it was an exceptional gap today. Ed and Stu bumbling their cobs off, hauling maize in Wilshire.
Ben bouncing his bonce off on the M6. He's ready for the weekend. Kate packing and moving house while bumbling. Oh, I wouldn't be long in it. Frostbit, says Nick in Darlington. Mike the postie in North Devon, Nick Minnit. He'll be finished work.
Noski in Bristol bumbling his blood deliveries off.
Sam and Ollie bumbling in their stability off in Newport.
Give them more stability.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy, Nick Minnit.
William is having a Dumble Bumbleo today because he can. Hello, Jen. Listening in her flower shop in Colchester. Oh, here we go.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Hello, Andy in Swindon. Ian from Limavady, who's near where Frostbit comes from, he says he's still living on the fame of that clip. He goes to all the country music gigs. So many selfies still.
Wow. Kate, who's moving house, bumbling whilst doing so right now.
Alex, flat out on the slurry in Farmington. Jacob at Ipswich and Sharon, Beth and Abigail in Cambridge.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow's going to be fun because we're going to speak to our listener, Nicole. Remember Nicole from Pontypridd? Never been on a plane before, but she is this coming Friday. Last week on the show, we told her what to expect because it's weird, like, if you've never been on one, all the noises and the seatbelt signs and, like, what you do to say hello to the cabin crew and the salute you must give on the way into the plane.
And also what to expect in the air.
Right, and also... a short flight, which she didn't know, 45 minutes to Amsterdam, a place she has never been. So Nicole is going to be back on the show tomorrow. We'll have even more surprises for her. We'll blow her mind. And we will have Jack Whitehall and his dad, Michael, who is the poshest man I think I've ever met. And they're going to be doing a celebrity. Where do you think they were tomorrow? Jack has to sit there and listen as his dad tells him where his mum and dad did it. Tomorrow.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I think it's important to find out where you are made, you know?
Well, I've offered to do this with you. I've said we should get your mother on. If you think it's that important, we can do that.
No, not with me. I mean, I just think I like hearing it with everyone else.
Yeah.
Hello, Georgia. Yes?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hey. Where are you today?
I'm in West Sussex, but I'm from Buckinghamshire. So,
okay.
Chris's neck of the woods.
Question. Cool. Have you ever... found out where you were made?
I actually, the conversation came up when I was listening to you the other day. My mum started telling me.
I think that since we started doing this feature, it's cropped up at a lot of dinner tables. It's like, actually, Mum, now, can you go into detail on air, or is it something that we should leave for now?
It's very boring. It was just, you know, in their room, my mum quit work.
Oh, okay.
And it happened quickly, essentially, is what I was told, which I didn't really want to know.
quickly. It happened quickly.
She said she quit work and it happened the next day.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's lovely. Do you know what? This is what I love about Radio 1. It's a conversation starter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, people hear that feature and be like, actually, I want to ask my mum. I haven't, but people would have done. Okay, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Oh, normally Chris, but I think it's about 60-40. Because you do come out with some good ones sometimes, Scott.
Cool. Occasional, yeah. So what are you doing today? Are you at uni? Have you graduated now, or where are we at?
I've graduated, and I'm looking for a job at the moment.
Okay.
All right. In what sort of area?
I'm looking to go into music, actually.
Oh, cool.
As an artist or as someone in the music industry?
In the music industry, yeah.
Don't do it, Georgia.
Well, look, best
I'm thinking
of,
about it.
Best of luck with all of that.
Yeah, definitely.
No, thank you.
Well, stressful when you graduate trying to find a job, but I'm sure you'll get there.
This is what I've got for you today.
Oh. Okay.
Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a very good choice.
I saw her in Swansea.
Yes.
I was at Big Weekend.
Yeah, this was awesome.
It was incredible.
Oh, Patricia. Okay, so that's my one, Chris.
Or, Georgia, my one is this.
Oh.
And who is it?
Old School. This is the Hoosiers. Goodbye. Hoosiers. Goodbye, Mr. Ray. Banger.
It's one of my favourite Radio 1 stories during Matt Edwards' show. Do you remember this? Do you want to, you tell it? Go on.
When they were texting in, right? What was the lead song called? Wasn't it like Irvine or something?
I think it was. And so someone texted in, can I have Hoosiers, Goodbye, Mr. A? Matt rang him back on air and it was actually the lead singer requesting his own song.
Because we could see all the previous texts.
That's embarrassing.
I know. Anyway, what are we going to have?
Well, I love them both because they're both from when I was sort of a young teenager, so they remind me, it's a bit nostalgic.
Yeah.
So I think, well, Chris's choice reminds me of being maybe 12 or 13 and we had a teacher whose name began with A and we sang it when he left.
Goodbye, Mr. A.
So, did you actually?
We actually did, yeah. So I think I'm going to go with Chris.
Okay. Do you remember what Mr.
Scott.
A was called?
A-Lot.
Goodbye, Mr. A-Lot.
Goodbye, Mr. A-Dot.
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds or
from wherever you get your podcasts. Costs.
Do you know what? I wasn't expecting it, but I thoroughly enjoyed that.
That's a great song.
Right.
Like when it gets going, sort of towards the end now, Well, that's made me smile.
I'm more like, who's this? That's a great song. They were good, weren't they?
Mm.
So many people had teachers beginning with A, and when they left, they would sing that song. Morgan says, that's crazy. We sang Goodbye, Mr. A, when our head teacher, Mr. Allen, decided to leave us.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow's going to be a great day. Just to remind you, a 3-foot pig in blanket is arriving tomorrow, which I had forgotten about, from Chris's mate, Bridget the Butcher.
Yeah, I can't quite remember. Oh, yes, we're trying to go for the biggest one, aren't we?
Right, so we're going bigger than the supermarkets. They've got foot long, we're going 3 feet.
It's the Radio 1 difference.
It totally is, we're going bigger. 36 inches of meat on tomorrow's show.
It's a wonderful time of year, Scott. Magical time of year for me. You know I get really, really excited round about now.
Nearly Christmas.
No, not that. No, not bothered about that. Oh. It's the launch of that game that I love to play. The football game. The one that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa.
Right. Now, I don't understand this at all. Never played it in my life. Have no interest. Is it that a new one comes out every year?
Yeah, I guess. What can I compare this to? For you, when there's another Eurovision, you get very, very excited, don't you?
Right. So it's the same, but different.
It's the same, but very, very different. So the new game comes out. And I guess your first thought would be, well, why don't you just play the old game? Like, why would you go and buy another one?
How do they differ?
Well, they differ because obviously players change clubs and it all updates. And every year the game gets ever so slightly better. It doesn't get loads better because otherwise they'd put themselves out of business.
Like phones.
But just enough. It's like a phone, yeah. Right. So you start to notice the other one isn't quite working right.
Ah, okay.
It's sort of become a little bit in the past.
But hang on, so the game, does it update players like they are in real life?
Yeah, so if they've got a little bit worse, they get worse on the game.
That's so clever.
But it moves with the times as well, Scott, so things change on it. So, like, all of a sudden now, the referees, they whip out a little bit of...
They've got the VR.
VAR.
VAR.
No, that would be great.
Right.
I don't know if that's in this one, actually.
Why haven't they done it?
But they do things like, you know, the spray that they've got to put down for the free kicks.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The squirty cream one.
Right, so they've really updated it.
So it updates. So it's always exciting to see what's changed, what hasn't. But, you know, the main thing is with this thing, I go off grid, don't I? For 2 or 3 days, I like to. I've taken time off work before, which you've absolutely told me off about.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time I took 3 days off for it?
I wasn't keen on that.
No, you weren't keen at all. I'd like to introduce you very quickly, Scott, to what is commonly described as a FIFA widow. And this is someone who's going to suffer because their boyfriend or girlfriend is going to be too busy playing the game.
Oh, who have we got on the line?
Hello, Georgia.
Hi.
Do you dread this time of year?
Usually, yeah.
What's changed this year?
Well, last year I was the person who, like, tried to be a bit of a cool girlfriend after I saw, like, loads of people posting photos on social media, like, oh, I've left some beers in the fridge, like, here's the new FIFA, enjoy, like, play the game, whatever else. So I tried to do that last year, and I thought that I would get, like, loads of attention back from him, or, like, him be really grateful, but really I was just, like, ignored for quite a lot of time, and I was, like, down £50. So this year I'm not going to buy it, and I think he thinks that I'm going to buy it.
I mean, you were a model girlfriend last year, though, right? So you buy the game for him, you're like, beers are in the fridge, off you go.
Yeah, well, I thought that would be a great idea, because I thought I would be, like, I don't know, somehow rewarded for
it.
But
yeah.
I'm telling you, there'll be so many guys and girls that are really jealous of the effort you went to last year. But, Georgia, it was unrewarded. So coming up, you're going to tell us exactly how you're going to get your revenge this year, right?
Yeah, I do. I've got exactly that.
We'll hear about it next. Scott Mills. Last year, when the new FIFA came out, she was like, OK, how can I be the best girlfriend ever? I know, I'll buy it for him, put beers in the fridge, and we're like, yeah, off you go. However, your efforts remained pretty much unrewarded. Well, there wasn't any reward, was there?
No, not really, except I got invited to play, which, I mean, why do I want to do that?
That was probably a token gesture.
How long were you ignored for?
I don't even know. I think my off-peak FIFA season is like January through to September when the new one's out, so that's like kind of a safe zone. But up till Christmas thereabouts, like, it's pretty much a write-off.
So you're going about it a very different way this year, aren't you, Georgia?
So I'm not going to buy the game. I'm just going to kind of see how Friday goes. He'll probably come back from work and expect, like, a fridge full of beer, and then he'll want to play his game. And he even said last night, he was like, oh, we'll just have a chill on Friday. But I think that might mean that he actually wants me to watch him play FIFA.
So he's expecting you to buy the game. He thinks this is now a couple tradition after
what
happened.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow. So he thinks he's got it really good. So I assume then on Friday, he doesn't have the game. He's going to have to go out and buy it, obviously.
Yep.
So he'll have that by Saturday. Then what's the plans?
When he scores a goal, I think I'm going to, like, watch carefully and wait till he actually does go to score a goal. And then I'm going to turn the TV off. Usually he likes, like, when he scores the goal, he usually, like, jumps up and, like, celebrates and, like, commentates it himself. So, like, for example, if it was Scott who was doing it, he'd be like, oh wow, Mills gets it in the top corner or whatever. So he likes to, like, do that sort of thing. So I think that really I should just ruin the celebration.
Wow, you really are going rogue this year, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like it's my time.
It sounds like you and the game are quite prominent in the relationship. Have the two ever merged in a way? You know, I'm not thinking like too, you've got to be careful about what you say on radio here, but anything has happened on that front?
So if I'm just sitting there praying for the whole game to be over and the 90 minutes to be over, and he scores a goal that he thinks is like what he calls a banger or whatever, he like will jump up and he'll like grab my hands and he'll be like, celebrate, and he's like, I've scored a really great goal or whatever, and then I'll have to like pretend I care, and if I don't, he gets like a bit of a mood and like attitude about him.
Georgia, when you do your revenge, would you mind videoing it for us?
Yes, I will, but what you should be aware of is that he's like a really big fan of particularly this show on Radio 1. Since we've been together in a relationship, he's like lowered himself to the same level of passive aggressiveness as me, so he is probably going to come back from work tonight and do more work at home while he listens to this, hear me be mortified, and he won't tell me he listened to this because he's so petty, and then he will get his own revenge back at the same time. Like, he will know that this happened.
But he won't mention it.
I mean, he might do, but who knows how it'll go.
Fine. So carry on with your revenge. We'll see what he does, if he does anything at all. And then we'll get you both on next week.
Yeah. So does he listen on podcasts and that?
Yeah, he goes on the iPlayer Radio. Like, we were away on for like 4 months before he just got back. You know, like when you did your feature where it was like, oh, like what weird places are people listening to us?
Yeah.
We were actually on working on Death Row in Arizona. And he was like making sure that when we were in the office, that it would be like playing because he wanted to catch up.
Okay, spin that back. How come you were on Death Row in Arizona?
We're both qualified law students and we've just been called to the Bar of England and Wales. So we did like a bit of a legal internship over there working with like Death Row inmates.
So you listened to us on Death Row?
Basically, but we both did, yeah, because we both listened to the show a lot at home. So we try to listen when we're out there as much as possible.
I wasn't aware we were on Death Row.
It's on everywhere. listen, it's great to speak to you. I'll speak to you next week, Georgia.
Scott Mills.
So if you get our podcast, when you press play, you will see a little written description coming up of what's on the show. Yesterday's one was the best and worst that we've ever had, because it was kind of well, it was accidental podcast description. So this is what it said when you downloaded the podcast yesterday.
So many questions. Do people in the street think Scott's drinking whey? Are pigs and blankets getting out of control? Has listener Adam achieved his goal of having sex with 50 Cent? And how did the lady have sex with Christmas get through on the phone again?
No, see, that's wrong. Can we check that the person that wrote that is all right?
I think what they've done is they've tried to put the words in but using their voice. So I reckon they've got it all wrong. You know how these things don't hear it right.
But there's too much sex in there.
Way too much.
The thing with Adam, he didn't actually have sex with 50 Cent. He had eye sex with him, like stared at him at a gig.
That wasn't his objective.
No.
As described.
And then also the lady never had sex with Christmas, because that's impossible.
So many questions. Do people in the street think Scott's drinking whey? Are pigs and blankets getting out of control? Has listener Adam achieved his goal of having sex with 50 Cent? And how did the lady have sex with Christmas get through on the phone again?
That should be, how did the lady obsessed with Christmas get through on the phone again? We'll try again later.
Scott Mills.
OK, earlier we were talking about the new football game comes out every time this year. And partners get left behind because people like you, Chris, play it pretty much 24-7.
Yeah, I love
it. Wiz Khalifa time of year again. Alex, the tractor driver's got something else to be excited about, though. Alex, tell me.
Yeah.
What is it?
The new farming simulator.
The new what?
Farming simulator.
The new farming simulator. Is this like FIFA for farmers?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what happens then?
Well, it's the same as FIFA. You could do it outside or you could do it inside.
Oh, right, so exactly the same.
Yeah.
But instead of, like, playing football, you're driving a tractor.
Well, I'll drive a tractor all day and then go home and drive it most of the evening on my laptop.
Why not?
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 with Jack Whitehall and his dad, Michael, on a celebrity. Where do you think they were? Scott Mills.